following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Spring Black Friday is back at the Home Depot. Now is the best time to save on number one rated Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint with $5 off gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets. So you can paint with more bold and beautiful colors and do it less often. Let's do this with Behr Ultra Paint and Primer in one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Rated by an independent consumer study. Valid through April 13th while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot, driven hard all day, every day for years, through brutal winters and summers, almost 100,000 miles. And I need this car to last for another 300,000. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1. Keep your engine running like new.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. In the middle of the National Basketball Championships, Connecticut has done it on one side. Will they do it on the other? We'll be discussing that. We'll talk with the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge winner. We'll be talking with the new boys basketball coach at Grand Island, Jeremiah Slough. We'll see what he's got planned for the Islanders. We've also got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today and a little bit more on the rest of the world of sports. But a special Tuesday treat, more Jimmy Langan as co-host. What's going on?
Well, what happened, it was kind of an amazing situation. I think you asked three or four other people. They couldn't make it. You text me, hey, could you do it Tuesday? And I said yes. I think that's the truth of the matter.
Well, I saw you walking around the streets downtown without much going on. So I thought, hey, you know, get in off the streets for about 90 minutes.
I didn't have much going on the last 5 days. I'd be honest with you. Just watching college basketball and horses. That's it.
I was wrong, and gladly so. Connecticut made a few more shots. Neither team played their A game, but I don't think you hardly ever see the championship game where the A game comes out. You've played six games. This is your sixth game in the tournament. Somewhere along the way, you played your A game, and somewhere along the way, you played a less than stellar game. And I thought for both teams, this was somewhere in the middle, although Kentucky played so well three of their last four basketball games, that it's, I guess you would say it was below average yesterday, because all you have to do is pull the stat sheet out, Jimmy, and look that they shot 39%. They were 13 of 24 from the free throw line. In fact, you take out James Young, and they were 5 for 15 from the free throw line.
Yeah. You know, Doug, it's kind of that's a good point. You're in the point you're taking. Our listeners will gain a lot out of what you're saying, because very seldom is the championship game played at a high level, because it's the first time anybody's been in that situation. You know, I mean, the players, mm-hmm. I mean, so, you know, somebody's got to step up and knock down some free throws. And those free throws are a lot tougher to shoot that night in that game with that much riding on it than they are, like, you know, like we said, you know, in a junior high tournament or something like that. Another thing kind of interesting, Doug, is if we go back to football, Auburn played a good first half in the national championship game. Florida played very poorly. in the second half, it was just the opposite. You know, Florida State played fairly well, but Auburn couldn't get anything going. So that was kind of a contrast to that. But the best performance ever in the NCAA finals was when Bill Walton hit like 23 out of 24 shots 1 year for UCLA. And, I mean, and other than that, there hasn't been just an absolutely great performance. There's been some nice games and some close games, but...
Yeah, Villanova was close, so when they beat Georgetown, they had to play basically a perfect game to win that one. There's a couple other instances. North Carolina State beating Houston. When you get your big underdogs to win, they're going to have to play perfect. UCLA was the favorite when they were playing. But you just take a look. There were so many instances last night where, A, it was, I thought, important for Connecticut. And of course, in my mind, I thought Connecticut was a bigger underdog than the 2.5 points that Vegas had put on this basketball game, and they showed that they weren't. But they come out and they strike first. I mean, even 6-2, that's a big deal. You're not down 6-2. You haven't been dunked on three times. You haven't seen two 25-footers drained over your head. 6-2, you settle in. The sweat's going now. Now you forgot about all the nerves, and you're playing basketball. And then it's back and forth a little bit, and then you start to make a little run, and pretty soon you're up double digits. And even though it was 30-15, and that lead eventually evaporates down to 35-31 at halftime, Connecticut had room to have mistakes. Once you build that lead, you can withstand a run. That's why Wisconsin was still in the game with Connecticut or with Kentucky when Kentucky went on that 15-0 run from the end of the first half to the start of the second half on Saturday. They were able to withstand that because even though it was a 15-0 run, I think they were only down six or something like that, so they're still in the ball game. And Connecticut was able to withstand a couple of runs, but there was a very interesting stat that I didn't know the exact number, but as you watch the game, Kentucky had so many chances. I mean, Connecticut would go on long droughts. What'd they have? Two droughts of, I mean, I think one was 8 minutes without a field goal and one was 6 minutes without a field goal. So you went 14 minutes in just those two stretches. You still won the national championship. So that meant Kentucky was also missing some shots. And I believe the stat was, and they'll probably show it here in a little bit on ESPN, is that there were 9 or 12 possessions. I think it was 9 possessions where Kentucky was only down a bucket, and they were 1 of 9 in those possessions with 3 turnovers. And so they never got a chance to, when they got it close, get something going, and they never took the lead in the basketball game.
Yeah, they had so many chances there from about the 16-minute mark down to about the 6-minute mark in the second half. And that might be off a minute, you know.
No, but that's part of when they went on that 6-minute drought.
Yeah, and they just did not hit a shot. And, I mean, in a couple of those were decent looks. I mean, you know, they weren't like forced at the buzzer. And I thought both teams did a good job of getting back on defense. I thought both teams guarded their correct players. They were trying to make other people beat them. You know, so I thought there was some really good coaching involved. In fact, I thought the game was probably coached better than it was played.
Yeah, pretty good coaching, and you've got to give Coach Ollie some credit. There's always, and I'll get to the other stuff that's surrounded the game, all the junk and stuff that's been talked about overnight and into this morning. But Shabazz Napier is going to get a lot of credit for his stat line. I still say if it was like whoever the John Gruden is for basketball, if you got him in the film room and broke it down, you know, Napier, I think a few times, tried to hot dog it a little too much, and that's the term I'm going to use. He tried to isolate himself and put on a dribbling exhibition, and there was a couple of times he got himself in a little bit of trouble. So I think when they got that lead, and there was a little bit of that after the ball game, some people say, well, why is Connecticut got to be so cocky? Well, they're college kids. They won the national championship. Give them their due. Neither team played perfect, but I think Kentucky just never could make Connecticut pay. Connecticut a couple of times made some great steals that I hadn't seen in the tournament. You just don't see your pocket pick between the top of the key and half court very many times. I mean, usually if you're going, you're going. You got a 3-on-2 or you're setting up your half court, but Connecticut did that and turned it into a few layups last night, and that ends up being the difference, I think, in a 6-point game.
Yeah, I think you're right, Doug, and I think that was a very good point you made. I mean, about the point guard from UConn, there was times in the Florida game, I believe. Is that correct? Was it Florida when he made a couple great passes, mm-hmm. and they were no-look passes, mm-hmm. and hit guys, and it caught kind of Florida sleeping? Well, Kentucky was well enough coached. They, anytime that guy had the ball in his hand, they were ready for a pass that was kind of a no-look, million-dollar pass that he was trying to connect with. And, in fact, he was about 0 for 7 on those. I mean, well, he turned
twice
the ball.
He tried to bounce it between the legs of the defender and
yes,
the paint. And
right. Yeah, he wanted to make, like you say, he wanted to make that million-dollar play, and it wasn't quite there. And, you know, one thing about basketball, turnovers are very critical. They are, I mean, extremely critical. They are way more critical in football. Well, you know, I mean, you turn the ball over in football, I mean, that's a tremendous thing, you know. And so, yeah, he had some turnovers that were ill-advised.
There were, and again, they're learning. I mean, especially Kentucky, they're still young, and Coach Calipari kept saying that, you know, well, even at halftime, well, they're just freshmen. You know what? You know that's that they've made mistakes and they're freshmen, and we continue to teach them. But there was a couple of deep threes that Connecticut didn't need to take. It seemed like when they were in the mojo, they I mean, right off the bat, Kentucky hits that three off the first possession of the second half to cut it to one. Connecticut comes down, takes a bad shot. There is no bad shot, I guess, if it goes in. That's the way it's always viewed, because Connecticut did hit a couple of bombs last night at key times. And the 3-point game, it wasn't how many each team made. It's when they made them. 5 of 16 for Kentucky and 6 of 19 for Connecticut. So neither team shot the three-pointer as well as you would hope. I mean, anything that's about 35% in college ball, they'll take. You're shooting around 30% here for both of those teams. But there was a couple of times, and I have to go back and look at the entire play-by-play of the game, but I know once, and I think twice, Connecticut hit back-to-back threes. And, you know, a 6-point swing around a missed possession at the other end, all of a sudden from the one possession game that Kentucky was in a lot, now they're down 7, 8, 9 points, depending on what it was. And Kentucky, they banged theirs together in that run to come back and then hit that first one to start the third or the second half. And then everything else just kind of clanked around. They just couldn't get it going. And Connecticut, I don't know how. I still don't think they're the best team in college basketball, but they were this month.
Yeah, and you know, one thing Kentucky did to get themselves back in the game, I felt very strong watching the game, was their help out on defense. It wasn't so much the guy guarding them, but in the first half when they got beat behind so bad, they weren't helping out very good. If somebody got by their guy or they didn't guard him close enough, they were getting some wide open shots or some dunks, and there was no help out. But they seemed to really play a lot better help out defense, I thought, you know, Kentucky did in the second half to give them a chance to win.
Well, your thoughts, we'd love to hear from you. You can tweet us at ESPN1460 1550. We got actually a couple of baseball questions. We're going to go to our social media for in a little bit. Again, the Twitter address at ESPN1460 1550. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can Facebook us. You can call us, 888-455-3776. You'll need that for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia a little bit later on, 888-455-3776. And we'll be back and talk with the new boys basketball coach at Grand Island, Jeremiah Slough. We'll tell you who has won the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge and talk with our winner at the bottom of the hour. And Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a whole lot more coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
People from all around are talking about how the new Reaffirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Reaffirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Reaffirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Sports Center. Behind every great coach is a great and ever-evolving, game-changing playbook. That's why at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've created the B-Dub Sauce Lab. Here, we're hard at work concocting, crafting, and innovating brand-new mouth-watering flavors, from sweet to sizzling to downright scorching. Each sauce will be released one by one throughout the year, and they'll be anything but predictable, like any great playbook. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com/SauceLab to find out which limited-time sauce is in store now, because they won't be here forever.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Whether your game's in the backyard or the boardroom, you need a pregame ritual to feel game ready, just like an elite athlete. During NCAA's March Madness, step up your pregame with the official locker room products of the Final Four. Pick up Axe, Dove Men Plus Care, and Degree Men products to see how you could win a trip for two to the 2015 NCAA Final Four. No purchase is necessary. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 or over and a legal U.S. resident to participate. Ends 4/7/14. Go to GameWinningTickets.com for rules.
I've seen a lot of great-looking college football turf, so I know green. Hi, this is Greg Sharp. Going green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape isn't only the right thing to do, it's the responsible one. If your sprinkler system is not working properly, then you're wasting water. Johnson Landscape can diagnose and repair problems for a more efficient way to water your yard. Check them out at johnsonlandscape.net or call 237-LAWN.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
For today, we'll have a blend of clouds and sun, breezy at times, high 66. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low near 39. For Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny and breezy, warmer, high of 82. And tomorrow night, a chance of storms. Currently, it's 50.
Doug and Danny show rolling on Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which team will miss out in the NBA Western Conference playoffs? 40% of you took Memphis. Nah, they're going to make it. 30% said Dallas, 20% Phoenix, 10% Golden State. So could have went any way here. And right now, Dallas and Golden State and Phoenix are in Memphis trying to chase them. They are a game back. Our vote today, would John Calipari be a good fit as the Lakers head coach? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you think, Jimmy? What do you think? You can't just bring in five freshmen to L.A. His image is going to be that, and he would be compared to Pat Riley, the slick-looking younger, and he's not that young anymore. But the image and the way he handles the media, and obviously he knows he's been there before, so would it be a good fit? They got to win. That's what it comes down to. I think Calipari could pull off being the Lakers coach, but you got to give him some talent.
Yeah, you got to get some players at that. You know, that's kind of really the question is so hard to, you know, because I mean, look at all the college coaches. Some have success, some don't. Somebody, you know, being in the right situation, once you get to that level, you've won a lot. You don't go someplace unless you think you had an opportunity to win right away. I mean, you know, there's some places you can go. Saying, hey, yeah, I think I might take the Kansas job. You know, I think I might take the Kentucky job. Yeah. You know, so there's some jobs. So, yeah, that's interesting. Like you say, it'll be interesting to talk, you know, because the Grand Island job, you know, that we're going to talk to the guy that just took that. That's a job right now where they haven't won for a while. Yeah. You know, so that's an interesting situation.
Well, you can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. And one more thing, because it does tie in with Hastings College, and I know that Jeremiah Slough is very interested to know how the Hastings College rodeo team did this past weekend. Sydney Dexter from Valentine, she was second in the average in breakaway roping. Tom Little from Elm Creek was third in the average in steer wrestling. They are that we've been talking about their new sports that they've got going on over at Hastings College, bowling and shooting sports and rodeo, and so there is the latest, and they seem to be doing pretty well for just getting these things started, and that is what Jeremiah Slough is going to try and do at Grand Island, get things started. And he joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, and Maya, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you. You know, really excited for the opportunity that I got here and just really eager to get started.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Now, you've been bopping around. You're a young coach, and a lot of people, I think, probably have maybe raised an eyebrow here and said, wow, what's the connection to Grand Island? What did Grand Island see in Jeremiah Slough, and what did Jeremiah Slough see in Grand Island? So let's start there. What have you seen in Grand Island?
You know, obviously, it's right in my backyard. I grew up in Donovan, just 10 miles down the road, and I went to college, Hastings College, so always kind of kept tabs on what Grand Island was doing, and we recruited a couple of kids that went to school there when I was coaching over at Hastings. So, you know, just always had a little bit of a passion for Grand Island athletics, and so that's just kind of kept me interested there.
you have bopped around and been in places since your playing days, Doan, back to Hastings College, got the job at Pleasanton, so you got your feet wet as being a head coach in a D2 level, which is going to be obviously way different than Class A. What have you already learned about coaching that you think is going to help you in this Islander job?
You know, over at Hastings College, I kind of had a unique situation with Coach Creech announcing his resignment there before the year started, and kind of used it as an internship and just learning from him the ins and outs of college basketball, and more so just running a program beyond what happens inside the lines, right? You know, budget, travel, fundraising, all of those things that, you know, you don't really necessarily think about when you think of being a coach. And then over at Pleasanton, I got my feet wet on being a head coach and the in-game management and the decisions and all the X's and O's and that thing. And so I think that if I can tie those two things together, I got a pretty good little realm of experience there to try to put together a good Class A program.
Yeah, I would think, just Jim Langan here, I would think your experience in both places will help you quite a bit. And one of the things, too, when you were at Pleasanton, you didn't win a tremendous amount of games. I mean, you won some games, and you guys competed well and got better as the season went on. I'll give you credit for that. You guys got a lot better and had a chance to win your sub-district. One thing is, when you go into Grand Island, is they're going to be hungry. They're going to have some athletes. They're going to be able to do some things. They had some close games this year where they just didn't quite finish him. So there's some things to work on. What sold you on the job? What was one reason you decided to take it?
You know, I sat in my interview and I had a nice little talk with the seniors coming back with Pierce Allman and crew and some guys that had some valuable experience, and just kind of looked at a couple things with those guys, and their eye contact, their level of commitment, and asked them a lot of questions. And these dudes seem to be a kind of a rock. And we talked about building the foundation. We're not going to change things, and we're not going to be a state championship team overnight. Hopefully it happens sooner than later. But just knowing that there's a good foundation there, and you got a really good player in Pierce to start with, and just kind of drew me in.
We're talking with Jeremiah Slough. He is the new head boys basketball coach at Grand Island. He's been at Pleasanton this year. A lot of folks, obviously, that's ever listened to the show know that he is obviously the greatest athlete in the Slough family. And he's talking with us here about taking the Islander job. But, Jeremiah, there were a lot of seniors on this Grand Island team. Now, obviously, at Class A level, that there's nothing unusual about that. But what have you learned already about the sophomore, the freshman, the junior high program?
You know, haven't met the team, going to have a team meeting there next week and try to get to know, see what our numbers are and see kind of what we're looking at. Had a chance to talk with Coach Hofelt, and, you know, he's on board. He started the youth program, and he's got that thing rolling pretty good, and he's on board to kind of stay on and help with that. And so just trying to use as many resources as we can, especially while we're finishing out the year over here at Pleasanton, and just kind of getting things going. But really like the core, really like where we're at in terms of the level of commitment from the administration and from really everybody in the community seems to be hungry for success.
Who did you talk to? I mean, you've been in four or five different spots here and have worked with some great coaches. Who have you talked to as you got ready for applying for this job?
You know, I really leaned on Coach Creech over there at Hastings. Played for him for 4 years and then coached with him for another two. And so he's kind of been my coaching mentor, as to say, and kind of shaped me into who I am today as a person and a coach. And so really leaned on him over the course of the last couple of months and trying to figure out what I wanted to do for the future and whether or not this would be a step that I would be willing to take right now. And then Coach Rick Rath, he was my coach over at Donovan as a freshman and a guy that I've always just really trusted. And he's been around the block and, you know, just great resources for me as I start getting started here.
How do you feel the program is at Pleasanton? I know that they have taken some lumps, and Jimmy kind of alluded to it there, but the team seemed to get better. You just didn't have a lot of depth. What's the future look like for the Bulldogs?
You know, I always said that I won't leave a job unless it's in a better state than what it was when I got it, and I really hope that that's true over there. We battled some injuries, and we didn't have a whole lot coming back from a pretty poor team from a year ago. And so we had to change a lot of things just about the culture and about our work ethic and those types of things. And we didn't worry about wins and losses this year. We just talked about progress. And I think that our kids over there did just a tremendous job in progressing throughout the course of the year. And we did get better. We won four in a row going into sub-districts and had a pretty good chance to avenge a 30-point loss and beat Kennesaw. And they got us at the buzzer. But the ceiling is very high over there. We got a youth program going. The elementary kids are very talented. We had a couple really talented junior high kids and pretty much the core of everybody coming back next year. So it's going to be a place that you're going to start hearing about Pleasanton in the Fort Kearney Conference again as the years come on.
Yeah, Coach, you did a good job because you really did have some injuries. You had there in late in December, you kind of got a little bit better. You know, play. I thought you played Wilcox Hildreth pretty tough one night when I was over there. And the next thing you know, I think you had an injury or somebody was hurt in an accident. And then you ended up having some players. And then your point guard, who you couldn't use at all, hardly at all, until later on in the season. But I thought your attitude on the bench and the way you treated me as an official was high class. And if you can continue to do that, I think you're going to have some success, you know, working up the ladder and maybe staying at Grand Island for a long time and see if you can get that thing going.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And now, just off topic a little bit, what are you doing today?
I'm heading to a junior high track meet. We got the junior high kids. We're rolling over to Overton right now.
You got a preview for me?
You know, I think we got a couple kids. Got one kid that's going to get 5'6" in the high jump. I don't know how good that is, but we're hoping that that's going to be good enough to place. And we got our 4x1, I think, is going to do pretty good.
5'6", some varsity kids.
Eighth grade, if he goes 5'6", he's not going to have to worry about placing.
I don't know a whole lot about track. I'm a golfer, but he got 5'4" yesterday in the gym, and it was his first time ever high jump.
And I kind of buzzed you earlier. I know Grand Island versus Red Cloud, that's a big AD matchup, but what do you think?
I don't know. I'd have to talk to Coach Cahill. I don't know if he'd be too excited about that. Maybe we can get one of those preseason scrimmages lined up.
Well, Jeremiah, congratulations. We look forward to chatting with you as you continue your career, and we'll see how things go over at Grand Island. Best of luck in that job and finishing out the season over at Pleasanton.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the support.
Take care, Jeremiah Slough. We've seen him play, we've seen him coach, and now we're going to see him take over the Islanders starting this next season. Jimmy, you know, are we just getting older, or are the coaches a little bit younger? I mean, you've got Drake Baronic that took over at Holdridge, Class B just out of college. You got Jeremiah Slough, more than just out of college, but, you know, mid-20s here, taking over a Class A program. I don't know the numbers, but he's got to be the youngest Class A coach in the state, doesn't he?
Yeah, I would say he probably is. I'll be honest. If you look at what they've done, and these guys wanted to be coaches. I mean, you talked about Drake Baronic. Okay, where else can you gain the knowledge of being a program like that? I mean, you could be the assistant coach at a high school, and if you're an assistant coach at a college, that's what you do. I mean, you're always doing something with basketball, and you're learning the game, and you're learning all types of different defenses. Plus, they play a lot more games. You know, when in high school, you know, you teach school all day, and then at 3:30 to 5:30, you got some practice. This time, you know, so, but in the summer and what he did in the summer, I know he took his Pleasanton group to Kearney Catholic to a camp. I officiated that camp, so I know he was working really hard and to try to get things going. And one thing about Pleasanton has had probably more success than any other school in the Fort Kearney Conference over the 55 years or 60 year period in basketball. So yeah, he's right that right now they're just kind of went through a couple, 3 or 4 years where they didn't play as well as they wanted to, or didn't win as many games, and maybe it was because Overton and Elm Creek and some other people were quite a bit better. But whatever that reason is, but I think it's, you know, he wanted to look ahead, and you know, he took the Pleasanton job, and it was going to have to be a pretty good job for him to leave. And boy, this is definitely moving up the ladder. I think that's what's interesting about it is the ladder move, you know, how fast it went. But you know, I know when I was in college, Randy Cipriano went to Ogallala, and Rick Johnson, who played at Kearney State, was at Gibbon. Well, both of them, like within 10 years, Rick Johnson is the head coach at Creighton, and Randy Cipriano is an assistant coach at the University of Nebraska. So.
He had some ties there.
Yeah, he must have.
Might have had a tie. Yeah, well, it's always good to have that.
He impressed some people. Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, the official final results of the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and Bud Light. We will talk with our winner, see why one person took Connecticut. Again, I don't know how many people took Connecticut in the country or the state of Nebraska, but I know it was very, very few just looking at some of the other radio contests from across the state of Nebraska. But Dennis Roper of Kearney did that, and it made him the champion, and he will get the nearly $1,000 prize package that includes Russell's and Cunningham's Journal. We will be back. We'll talk with him and have a whole lot more. Stay with us.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I can just wait happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Hi, folks. Terry Bradshaw here. Fan Appreciation Day is every day for my friends over at Ferguson. With Ferguson's Pro Plus program, not only do you get discounts on services that help you manage and promote your company, but you can score points for cool stuff like sports gear, gadgets, trips, and more. Best of all, it's free to enroll, and you get 1,500 points for just signing up. Visit Ferguson.com and get in the game. When completions count, connect with Ferguson.
Fancy car washes. Pick the basic to leave your car dirty. The deluxe to add chipping away your paint. And for a few bucks more, they'll rip your mirror off. No way, fancy car wash. Select car wash supplies are now 50% off at Napa. Oh yeah, 50% off. Stock up now and conquer the job with Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 4/30.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, we'll have a blend of clouds and sun, breezy at times, high 66. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low near 39. For Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny and breezy, warmer, high of 82. And tomorrow night, a chance of storms. Currently, it's 50.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Yes, I made sure to watch one shining moment after all of the basketball last night. You went Jennifer Hudson on us. Oh, some people will drag you behind their truck down Main Street. If you see somebody being drugged down the bricks in Kearney right now behind a truck, it'll be producer Jeff, who does a great job. But that just some people think that's fingernails on a chalkboard because it's not Luther Vandross, which they grew up with for 20 years. And of course, for Jennifer, she got waxed after 1 year, and they put that in the back. But I have no idea where I was going with this.
Hey,
I had a focus, and then that came on.
On the one shining moment, I used to like it better when they would show like the very first round games, and somebody would upset somebody, yeah. and they'd show a little bit more of that. Seems now they show a little more of the Final Four and the Final Two games. I kind of wish they'd go back to some of the games where, you know, like the Mercer beating, yeah. you know, or the Stephen F. Austin and some people. Spend a little more time with those games. I'd like it a little bit better. Doesn't mean I'm right, but how about you?
No, they did a good job, and they showed those teams last night. I didn't remember seeing Baylor. You know, Baylor won a couple of ball games. I thought, will Nebraska just even be in the background? Will they do a thing where they show all of the 64 teams, just even if it's for a second or a glimpse? And then one of the cool things was Creighton and Coach McDermott and his son embracing as he took him out of the basketball game, and that got some good play. But always cool to see one shining moment. And we take a look at all of the folks. Over 80 folks will be in entries. We'll be getting great prizes from folks like Big Daly's Deli, Sean Callahan and his book, Nebraska Spring Game Tickets, Cunningham's, Kansas City Royals Tickets, Godfather's in Hastings. We've got, of course, Pizza for a Year from Papa John's, Prairie Hills Golf Course, and the grand prize, the 32-inch TV, the audio system, and $150 in Cunningham's cash goes to the 2014 Tournament Challenge winner, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and Bud Light. And we welcome to the show Dennis Roper from Kearney. Dennis, congratulations on being the champion for 2014. How's your one shining moment today?
Oh, it's great. That was a great game. Man.
Were you sweating it a little bit?
Well, it certainly made you pay more attention to it than even normal. When it was, yeah, it was getting closer, and that when they were within a point or two there several times. But anyway, they pulled it out in the end, so that was the main thing. But it was a good game to watch, for sure.
Dennis, are you a UConn fan, or did you just follow it that well to know who you kind of wanted to pick?
Oh, I wish I could say that was the case, but that I had some complicated approach to filling out the brackets, but I certainly didn't. It was a lot of random selection and some guidance from my son and an awfully lot of luck, I would say.
Well, I was going to say, when you saw, and maybe even when we were talking about it here, you know, almost half the brackets took Florida, which they were the number one national seed. But when you saw, let's say after the first weekend, when Connecticut beats Villanova, and you see that you're the only one that has Connecticut, are you already starting to think, hey, I got a shot here?
Well, yeah, a little bit. But, you know, there were so many upsets throughout the tournament, you kind of just stop, you know, you just figure everybody's going to get upset before they get to the end, really. But anyway, so it turned out after Friday night, it was all of a sudden you realize, hey, we're in the game here.
Well, again, Dennis Roper is with us for just a minute here to discuss his winning the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. We had a couple of people that took Kentucky. They finished second and fourth in our Tournament Challenge here, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But again, your bracket was far from perfect, but that's okay. You did very well kind of into that Sweet 16. Now, we do have to make a little fun because you had Massachusetts playing San Diego State in the Final Four, so you might have missed a little bit there.
Yeah, I noticed that. Reviewing things again. Like I said, there are a lot of random selection and a lot of luck and some I'd like to, maybe that's the person that gave me guidance on that one miss pick there, or that several miss picks. I don't know.
Dennis, have you ever won anything like this before, a bowl selection or an NCAA or
no,
anything?
Not at all, never. So yeah, it made it more fun.
You got
having some skin in the game, so to speak. So for sure,
you definitely did that. In fact, if I would have been you, I'd have maybe took a little and put a little on Kentucky just to make sure I got get a half of the TV.
That came up yesterday, actually.
Did I bet it did?
Someone, they said, "Geez," but probably if it did have some skin in the game, then maybe the one would have for sure wanted to do that. So.
Well, we've got from Russell's Appliance, who is always one of our many great sponsors, the 32-inch TV, the great audio system that you can enjoy, the Masters, the Kentucky Derby, the NFL season, Major League Baseball, all the sporting events, and, of course, that you can go down and have a little party at Cunningham's with $150 in Cunningham's cash. Also, Dennis, I've got to ask you, because this is a great political plug, you named your entry Ricketts for Governor. Now, obviously, I don't have to ask you why, but why?
Well, I figured it might bring a little interest to politics in addition to sports, I guess, and we'll have to hit Pete Ricketts up for some advertising or something for him.
Yeah, there you go. You've done it. You've done him some free pub, and you've shown it by being a winner, so we'll see if that's what happens for him. Hey, Dennis, congratulations. We can't wait to get to all the prizes to you, and again, hope you enjoyed it, and we'll get you in the next Bracket Buster. You're the defending champion, so enjoy your spring, and again, congratulations.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. Dennis Roper Kearney, the 2014 Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge winner, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and Bud Light. Do you have the actual names of these? I mean, you had that 100 times, Jeffrey. Do you have the actual names of some of these folks?
Yeah.
Ranger Boy finished second. Mizzou Tigers third. Larry Pasternak, had Kentucky won, he would have won the tournament challenge. So he still gets a pretty good prize. Terry, our buddy from Hastings, had Florida and Wisconsin just done what they were supposed to do Saturday, but that's the great thing about the tournament. He finishes in fifth. DW Freeze is sixth. We've got some other folks here with their code names, but congratulations to all of them, and hopefully they will enjoy whatever their prize is. Royals tickets, Cunningham's cash, Nebraska spring game tickets, gift cards to Godfather's, Big Daddy's Deli, and a whole lot more. Ranger Boy, that is Tony. That was from our South Sioux City. Yeah, Tony from South Sioux City. So there you go. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. Tomorrow, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the Nebraska Spring Game. Also tomorrow on the show, Andy Myers of Golf Digest to give us the preview of the Masters. Our Loper Link will be with Brady Bonzel, UNK Track. They continue to put in some outstanding performances, so we'll take care of all of that. But we will take a break, Doug, due to Jim Langan with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
It's the 2014 Golfathon going on now at Dick's Sporting Goods. Bring in your old clubs and get the trade-in value plus an extra 50% toward the purchase of new 2014 equipment. Get the latest technology from your favorite brands. Have one of our PGA and LPGA pros fit your new clubs. The year's biggest sale with amazing deals on game-changing golf clubs, special pricing on golf balls, name-brand apparel, and select golf footwear. Every season starts at Dick's. Limited time only. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot, driven hard all day, every day for years, through brutal winters and summers, almost 100,000 miles. And I need this car to last for another 300,000. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1. Keep your engine running like new.
Come on!
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Each spring, the world's best golfers converge at the Augusta National Golf Club for the Masters Golf Tournament. And Westwood One's coverage of the 78th Masters begins Thursday, April 10th. 2013 champion Adam Scott looks to defend his title against a talented field competing in the first of golf's four major championships. Who will be fitted for this year's green jacket? Tune in to find out. If it's the 2014 Masters, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For today, we'll have a blend of clouds and sun, breezy at times, high of 66. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low near 39. For Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny and breezy, warmer, high of 82. And tomorrow night, a chance of storms. Currently, it's 50.
Doug and Daddy Show, that's for you, Red Rocker. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday program. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you as we roll along the day after the men's championship and the day of the women's championship. And you'll be able to hear it right here on ESPN Radio, the first ever battle of unbeatens in a Division I basketball championship, men or women. It is Connecticut and Notre Dame. Who you got, Jimmy?
UConn. Okay. Finish that daily double out.
You were right yesterday. I'll take Notre Dame just to try and help you out.
Okay.
Because I took Kentucky yesterday. I'll just, yeah. That's what I do.
This is the game, though, that NCAA women needed this game, I think, to, you know.
Well, it helps.
Oh, and I think it will definitely improve the TV
ratings.
Last year
they got the upset to put intrigue into it. Now this year they've got, yeah, I think people will be watching.
That's 74-0 together, I think. One team's 38-0 and 36-0, if that's not, maybe that's wrong, but, I mean, it's up there.
Yeah, they've won a ton of basketball games. Tip-off tonight is set for 7:30. Let's go to the Twitter. Hey, Doug, how soon do I worry about Moose not hitting? And he's referring to Mike Moustakas of the Kansas City Royals, who is now 0-18 on the season. I'm worrying already, old crow. That is the Twitter at ESPN, 1460, 1550. Jimmy, the Royals, after losing the first two, are playing better baseball now. I believe 3-1 since then. So they're scoring some runs. But Moustakas, who's supposed to be one of these young guns, I mean, along with, you know, just name them off. You can do whatever you want here. But this group, he was supposed to be one of the group. And you hate to see somebody in the group stubbing their toe. 0-18, though, man. It's not like that's the start of spring, so he's had some at-bats 0-18.
Yeah, I'm sure he feels worse than anybody about that. I mean, after a while, you'd really start to, you know, put some pressure on yourself, too. The concern I have about the Royals, and it always has been, is the home run. You know, we just don't seem to hit the home run out. You know, we don't get the ball hit. I know Gordon at times showed some power last year. If we could get five guys to hit 20, I mean, that's, you know, that's what it's going to take. You're going to have to get five players to get around 100 home runs, and they're going to have to hit them sometime. And I mean, and right now, we just don't see a whole lot of power. Now, did they hit one yesterday?
No.
They did not hit one yesterday.
No, hit the least amount of home runs by 32 last year. And still haven't hit one this year.
That's a huge problem, because I'll tell you what, you're putting so much pressure on your pitchers. I mean, there is no room for error. Now, I will say this. I think the Royals have the best defense, you know, in the outfield for sure, and they have a really good defense. They really play good defense. Their catcher's phenomenal. He'll throw people out. I mean, no one can run on him. No one tries to run on him. And I like the attitude of the team. But the only thing is, maybe we're expecting them to do something they just aren't able to do, and that's hit home runs. I thought Billy Butler would have more power by now, and I thought he would hit the more home runs. I just thought he'd be that type of player when I saw him coming up.
They can pitch around him.
That's a good point, Doug, and that might be what they're doing. Yeah, that could be.
Also, talking a little more in the world of baseball here, Nebraska and Creighton will be playing tonight. That game is on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, a pregame just after 6 o'clock, and then 6:35 first pitch. It's also on Nebraska Educational Television. Hastings College baseball and softball is in action today. Both are on the road, and for the baseball team, they will be at Morningside. The softball team will be at Concordia. Nebraska softball opens an 8-game homestand tonight as they take on UNO. So there's what's going on the diamond. Back to basketball. Already, just like football, the very next morning, the preseason top 25 for next year. Now, I take you, Jimmy Langan, to, well, I had it pulled up here. Jeffrey, where did it go? No. Well, CBS Sports, I think, was doing it. Gary Parrish from CBSSports.com put out his preseason top 25, and he has Nebraska 17th.
Good.
He has Nebraska 17th. ESPN has them not in the top 25, but they said 15 more programs that by the time November rolls around, depending on how things go with players leaving and commits and all that, Nebraska, he mentioned, is one of those teams right on the outside, like a getting votes type of deal. So Nebraska already, just by making the NCAA tournament, is looked at as a top 30 to 35 program for next year.
We've got a lot of guys back. A lot of players, a lot of points back.
And when you rank them 17th, though, that's like, I believe, second or third in the conference.
Yeah.
Really?
That's a pretty good game.
There's no way Nebraska gets picked in the top three of the conference next year. They just don't. They won't. I mean, they may finish there. That'd be awesome. But it'll be interesting to see now all of a sudden the target's not on their back, but people are paying more attention. And Tim Miles can handle it, but it'll be interesting. Folks just like that are going to view Nebraska basketball differently.
Yeah, and what the sad thing about it is, I mean, what if we finish sixth? Are we going to be disappointed? You know, I mean, yeah, because, I mean, you know, you look at these programs. I mean, just look at the program. I mean, Minnesota, the way they finished in the NIT. You know, you look at Wisconsin, the way they finished in the NCAA. Michigan, you know, Michigan State, you know. And then, I mean, and hey, Nebraska's played better than really Illinois. Iowa, maybe just as good as Iowa, played just as good as Indiana. You know, there's some programs up there, but yeah.
But you're talking Michigan, yeah. Michigan State, Iowa, and Wisconsin all just seem like right away we'll be above them when the polls come out next year. But if Nebraska can start, instead of starting at 12th, I mean, if you're starting at 5, 6, 7, and then can even improve on that, hey,
or there just you go. Stay or stay there. You know, I mean, even if you stay 5, 6, 7, you're probably going to be 20 and 10.
Yeah,
you know.
And will this? That's the thing about basketball. Obviously, the non-conference schedule is nowhere near set. Will this bring a bigger name onto the Nebraska schedule this soon? Will they find a way to get a home and home maybe with somebody that's a little bit bigger brand name, with folks knowing that it's tough to come to Pinnacle Bank Arena, but also knowing that it's a really cool place to come play a basketball game?
Yeah, I thought maybe we'd have a Colorado State, Nebraska. I thought maybe that would be something that we'd try. You know what I mean? And you know, or Wichita State versus Nebraska, something like that. You know, where you're, you know, I mean, but because you know, there's not a lot of travel involved that way either. I mean, you know, so it's feasible that you would play somebody like that, or two for one or something, you know. But I mean, but you know, going on the road, you don't want to go on the road only. You want to play these people. That's why they have those things in, you know, Puerto Rico and all over, because no one has to really just play you at your home floor. Yeah.
Well, Nebraska gets to go to Hawaii, I believe it is, next year to play in a tournament. But wherever you go, make sure you do it in comfort and style, and we'll get there and back with your Midway Auto Dealership, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, or Cadillac Buick Chevrolet, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or go online and view their complete inventory at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. You can stop by and see them right now. As Andy and the gang have told us, they have more new and pre-owned vehicles on the lot than they ever have, over 500 to choose from. And even if there's something that's not there, maybe it's what you want, but it's the wrong color, it's a four-door instead of a two-door, they will find the vehicle that you want. They've even got a way you can fill out a little form online at thinkmidway.com. Be sure to like them on Facebook as well. Midway, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, let's do it. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia Time. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible to be part of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-3776. We'll ask a trivia question. First person to get one right gets the $25 gift card to Troutman's, as we are just in the giving mood again today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Kevin.
All right. I'm going to give you the option here. Would you like a baseball question or a basketball question?
Baseball.
Today is the 40th anniversary of Hank Aaron's 715th home run. What team were they playing when he hit the 715th home run?
Oh, Los Angeles Dodgers.
Bang. See, I came up with an easy one, I guess. There you go. That's it. That's correct. That's the winner. I thought maybe that would slide through a few folks. But I can tell that our caller today is a baseball fan, and he's been around, and he's got a little knowledge. So there you go. Last week it took us 15 minutes. Today it took us 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was on ESPN all day today, showing people hitting the thing, and it was Al Downing. And Al Downing was number 44, and he was the pitcher that gave up the home run.
Well, hang on the line. Jeff will get you set up, and congratulations. Thanks for listening.
All right, thank you.
And here we go. Here's what it sounded like. I remember. Do you remember where you were when it happened?
Yeah, I definitely do.
I was six.
You were 6 years old.
But I remember it because I remember where I was, and, you know, there was no ESPN and nobody was actually showing it live, but the breaking, you know, back in the day when the breaking news alert came on TV, you knew something big was happening, something big, huge was happening. And I remember that coming on, I think it was ABC, and they showed home run number 715, and here's what it sounded like.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Epic call. Just epic call. Epic call. But, of course, I don't know that I'd ever heard the other call. Because if they're playing the Dodgers, who's doing the game?
Vin Scully.
Vin Scully. Now, here's the 40 years ago, remember this. You tell me that you don't turn on the radio today and listen to Vin Scully do the Dodgers game, and it sounds almost exactly identical.
One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
That's 40 years ago. That sounds like Scully yesterday.
Yes, it
sure
does.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Hey, I really enjoyed listening to that. I really did. You know, I was a young kid. You know, I'm going to say I was 15 when it happened. I'm trying to get there. Yeah, I think that would have been correct. But I remember there was the historic value of it to me. I could not believe the racism going on. And how rude people were, and the death threats they made to Hank Aaron. I mean, that really bothered me. It absolutely bothered me. I was so glad when he hit that home run. I was so happy for him, you know, and that he hit that. And yeah, I think he finished with 755 home runs, you know. So yeah, he had a nice career, and he was a very, very nice man, very good person.
Who's the home run king?
Well,
is it Hank Aaron? Is it Barry Bonds? Is it somebody else?
Well, I guess, you know, everybody wants to put an asterisk by everything, which is really bizarre because I think it wasn't Roger Maris who hit 61. They put an asterisk by his because he got to play in more games.
Yeah.
You know, he got to play, I think Hank Babe Ruth played in 154 and he played in 162.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they moved the schedule up a little bit. So they put an asterisk because people didn't, something about, and I didn't live in that time when Babe Ruth played, believe it or not.
Thank you.
But, you know, people didn't want any people to, break that record. They didn't want anybody breaking. That's Babe's record. That's Babe Ruth. That's Babe Ruth's record. They didn't want anybody to take that. So all of a sudden, you know, they're putting asterisks and stuff by that. I can understand that. There's wind-aided things in track and field where we just go, hey, well, without you, that's your time you ran that. But that was wind-aided, and we can't have these things because, you know, it's unfair if somebody throws a disc at 340 feet because a tornado came up, you know. So, you know, there's just different things that we have. But I'm very intrigued by that was one of the most outstanding things, you know, that happened. And during that time, we had a lot of things going on. You know, this Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968. You know, there were some other things, too. And, you know, during that time, we had some Triple Crown winners and horse racing. It was a great time of sports going on. Just 2 years previous to that, you know, that's when we lost the Olympic gold medal in basketball. So Nebraska was winning national championships in 71 and 72. So there was a lot of good things going on from 70 to 76. And you know, I was playing, of course.
That's your time.
Yeah, heck yes.
That's your time. You're going to remember that time. I mean, I remember Miami and Nebraska, you know,
sure.
The first time around.
Sure.
Where the pass did not quite go right on the two-point conversion. So congratulations to our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia winner today. I think we've covered about everything that we needed to cover on this show. Don't forget, tonight we've got the Women's National Basketball Championship. It should be a classic. I don't understand. I almost think that Muffet McGraw and Gino Auriemma are intentionally, because they just keep playing the exact same clip on the radio and on ESPN all day. Okay, we get it already. But I think they know that they're bringing attention to the game by having a so-called spat. I don't know. Is it really one? Come on.
Yeah, it's a little different than the Vince coaches when they said, hey, he's a great coach. He needed a great job.
Yeah.
And he's doing a tremendous job with his program. We're not getting that.
It's like the NASCAR guys slapping hands. We want to thank Jeremiah Slough, the New Boys basketball coach at Grand Island, for joining us today. And Dennis Roper, congratulations. The Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge winner for 2014. The grand prize from Russell's Appliance and Cunningham's. And to all of those that participated in the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge, thanks so much. You'll be getting your prizes tomorrow. Looper track coach Brady Bonzel, Alex Myers from Golf Digest to discuss the Masters. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jimmy, I will see you Friday.
Yes, you will.
See ya.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew.
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.